Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. We're just going to jump into something really fun right now and exciting, and we'll get jump into all the family updates and all this stuff that's gone on this past week after we do this due to time frame and right. scheduling. So, yeah. you guys, we're on a crunch right now. So, you guys, I don't know if you remember Amy, but she was on our podcast back in December, Dream Big December, and she had lost her boyfriend, father of her daughter, Marcus, in a construction accident, a crane accident, I believe, right?
Yes.
And she was so sweet, you guys. So we donated to the charity of her choice. And
she shared her story and how she overcame that adversity. Yeah. And she was in a very, very dark place at one point where she really wanted to call it quits. And she pulled herself out. You know, she used the tools that we talk about on our podcast of positivity and changing your mindset and really digging in deep to that mentality and totally changed that around and is here today and has a fabulous, fabulous life for herself that she has created after that huge tragedy. But
so I had said to her, you know, if you ever want a reading with, you know, a psychic medium or whatever, I said, just kind of let me know. Well, you guys all know Natalie Tomlinson, who is actually going to be joining us here in 1 second. But Natalie and I have been talking about helping somebody and, you know, her doing a reading. We're going to talk all about it in a second. But, and I really thought of Amy like right away. So, Natalie, are you there?
I'm here, darling.
Hi, Natalie.
How are you? Is everything all right there?
Everything is okay here. How are you?
I'm very good, darling. Had a lovely day. The sun is shining. Can't complain. Everything's good.
Same here. It was a Fantastic. Beautiful day here yeah. in Georgia. Like absolutely sure. beautiful.
Were you in your pool today?
No, I wish I was. I was at the boys' baseball game all day, back to back to back.
I was sweating in that heat.
Oh, it was definitely. It got to be a little bit much by 4 o'clock this afternoon, but totally, you know, I'm obsessed with it. So it's all good.
Well, I've seen your son play and he's a beast.
So tell the listeners real quick, if they don't know you from prior podcasts, what you do, your gift.
Well, I'm a psychic medium and I've been doing it for many, many years. And I've had a gift since I was a young girl. I could see things very, very early on before most people. I'd know if where they were going on vacation, if they were sick. I just pick up things even when I was just like stood in the room, or it could be a family or a friend, anything. I knew where they were going on vacation. Like they might have just booked it and I already knew. So it's like I see ahead of time. But I also it's not always guaranteed, but sometimes when people have a reading, you know, they might say, oh, I want to get, you know, Uncle Joe or, you know, so-and-so passed away. You don't always get what you want. You get what you're given. It might sound a bit bizarre, but I find that like somebody I read for this guy and he wanted to get in touch with his boss crossed over. His whole mother came for a reading. So, and it was all about her giving him messages about him and his sister. So it's like, you don't always get what you want, but they'll definitely
more of what you need.
100%.
Yeah.
So it just goes like that. I mean, this week I've been head down. I'm like a workaholic because I'm working 6 days a week. And then I just had a little breather because I've been at the park with my dog just to, I've got to reboot myself, you know?
No, 100%. You have to.
A little downtime.
Natalie reads for a ton of celebrities, you guys. And she's been reading for me for like 11, maybe 10, yeah, well, 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, right at the big first year into
Housewives of Atlanta, right?
Yeah. And I remember Because Ariana was just like, you could put her in your top pocket.
Yeah,
she was like a little dolly pop.
She was a little pop. Some of the stuff that Natalie would tell me, you guys, I was like, Natalie, there's just no way. And I swear to God, there were so many situations and that were just mind-blowing to me and still are mind-blowing to me. Like, I texted her that I was pregnant when I was pregnant with the twins. And then she sent me the emoji of the boy and the girl holding hands. And I was like, twins? You're like, yep, I think so. So that was kind of funny.
You said, what if we have twins? I says, well, if you do, it'll just be a boy and a girl, one of each.
Yeah.
And you went, because I just got this feeling I'm going to have twins.
That's I have a screenshot of it in my phone.
Didn't you do like 9 pregnancy tests just to check and double check?
Yeah, I always do that. And I still have them all in a box in the back of my toilet in the master. It's the weirdest shit ever. I don't know why I keep them, but they're all still positive. So
yeah, but it's still on the blue line. That's a,
yeah.
Well, look, I was thinking today, right? I was thinking you're like the modern day trendy, good looking Partridge Family. Do you ever think that?
No, but thanks, you're like, Natalie.
Maybe you're like the whole caboodle. There's like everybody, there's people, there's different characters. Everyone's good looking. Everybody's full of life, but all different characters. Because I'm sure everybody who watches your lovely show. And you know, that's another thing. I was thinking, do you remember when I said you're going to get your own show? And you're like, no shit. And I went, no, you are. You're going to get your own TV show. And you were like, really? Oh my God, that was my dream. And I said, no, you're going to get it. And I remember thinking that everything came to light. And I said, you'll have your show longer than any other sort of housewife, certainly in Atlanta, that's for sure.
You know? Then you kept saying Dancing with the Stars, and they had... Oh,
yes.
Why were you telling me to...
Well, no, because I just want to make sure that... So Amy, you guys, is going to be calling in. We scheduled her to call in at 8 o'clock. It's actually 8:01 right now. So if she dials in here... We're going to have to kind of stop, and we're going to surprise Amy with this reading that she is going to receive from Natalie. We put this
I don't
together.
Want to know anything about her or anything, because right. when I do reading, I like completely like
right.
yep. raw.
Yep.
Yep.
And well, then that's fantastic. Because I listen. It's all about why here.
Right.
So we'll tell her that. So when she comes on, you have to listen to me, Natalie, because I'm going to tell you to shh.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
We're good.
Good.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's so cool to talk to you guys again. I'm sorry. I'm a hot mess. We just got back from the boardwalk.
No worries. So, no worries. I just got done coaching baseball for about 8 hours.
Okay, perfect. I'm in Sean's truck, so we're sitting here. So,
how have you been doing?
I've been good. I've been so good. Everyone is doing great. Our kids are all on Easter break right now. So we just were at the beach, and now we're back, and we're just hanging out. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're doing fantastic.
So is that like your spring break for you guys?
It is. Yeah, ours is super late this year.
That is really late. That's what I was thinking.
Catholic schools go by like the Easter holiday. And so we're ours, you know, like, I don't know. But my nephew's Christian school didn't. I don't know. I think it's just
I went to Catholic school all my life, and they definitely follow the Easter holiday. So anyhow, you've been on our minds since Christmas. I got your gift. You were so sweet. Obsessed.
Oh, God, I'm glad.
Yes, obsessed. That was very sweet. Some of my favorite products ever. So I was on the phone a couple weeks ago with a friend of mine, and we were chitty chatting or whatever. And you came up. How did we really start talking? I'm trying to think how you came up. Anyways, her name is Natalie Tomlinson. She's a psychic medium who's been reading for me for 11 years. She reads for, tons of celebrities.
I follow her on social media.
Well, she is also on the phone, Natalie.
Oh my gosh.
Natalie, can you?
Are you serious?
I'm here.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
I can see a picture of you, but you're not looking into the camera.
No, she's there.
I can see you here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Can she see me?
I see a phone symbol right now.
Oh, no.
So if you,
there we go. I see him.
Now she sees.
There you go. Oh, yeah, you can swipe. If you swipe one way, it might show up the camera.
Oh, we can't see you, Coyle Kim.
No, that's okay. You know what? That's quite all right. Don't you worry about that. So Natalie has offered or wants to give you.
I see Coy.
Natalie wants to give you a free reading over the next couple of weeks. You guys will kind of, I'll connect you guys and you can work it out. But Natalie wanted to do a free reading for you. You were so sweet. Your energy was incredible. Your story kind of just triumphs and tribulations. And so I definitely wanted to do this for you. So it's been a little tricky trying to get everything connected, but Natalie would love to do this for you.
Thank you guys so much. Oh my gosh. That's so amazing.
You wanted to work out somebody who would be not just appreciative, but also somebody that would understand and it would connect to correctly. And Kim said, I know just the person.
Right.
And a lovely lady called Amy. I says, let's read for this lady. And they didn't tell me how pretty you were. You're so lovely.
No.
I know you're all really hot and hairspray, but darling, beauty comes within, I can see anyway. But I'm going to get your details and I'm going to set up so we can do like a FaceTime reading or a Skype, whatever's suitable for you.
She doesn't have Skype. That's what I was trying to do earlier with Skype. But so FaceTime or whatever you guys want to work out.
FaceTime we can do.
Sure.
Or even sometimes people want to do the Facebook Messenger, you know, if you haven't got certain facilities. But I'm sure you've got FaceTime.
Yeah, absolutely. We can totally do that. Oh my gosh. Kim and Croy, thank you so much. You guys are so wonderful.
Oh, you're very welcome. So welcome. We'll have our assistant.
And you know what? It's all about giving back. You've got to give back in this world.
That's very right, Natalie. That is so true.
It's so wonderful to me and so generous to me. So I'm so appreciative and that's so exciting. I can't wait. Oh my gosh.
We'll have you come back on after.
Don't forget anybody.
Right.
We'll have you come back on, Amy, after and kind of tell us, you know, what you thought or whatever. We definitely didn't want to do the reading where everybody else could hear it.
Right,
so that's something personal for you guys to do.
Yeah.
I'll connect both of you guys via email and then you guys can schedule it on your own time and we'll reconnect and talk all about it in the future.
Thank you so much, Croy. You guys are so wonderful. I can't thank you enough. Natalie, I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
And I'm excited she follows you on Instagram. That's so great. That's really cool. Yeah.
That's so exciting. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Or you could send her a DM.
So I'll have our assistant Jason connect you guys via email, and then you guys just take over, schedule it. Once you guys get it scheduled and do it, if you would like, Amy, we'd like to maybe give us a little update, some tidbits, maybe. You don't have to give us anything crazy.
I would love to.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be nice. After you can, like, after a period of time, sometimes when things need to unfold.
Right.
And it's always nice to do a refreshment.
Right. Fantastic. Okay. Look for that email either probably tomorrow or Monday. I'll connect you guys and we'll go from there.
Lovely.
All right.
Can I take a screenshot of all this right now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, at least she asks.
Kim, where are you? I want you in here.
Hold on.
She's on the other side of the table over there.
Hold on.
Go next to your hubby.
Good morning, you're at home, honey. You're relaxing.
Okay, ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3, cheese. Yay, you guys are the best.
Fantastic. All right, talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you guys soon, Natalie. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Well, how fantastic is that?
That is so cute. And then she follows her on Instagram, of course.
Amazing.
Natalie has a ton of followers. She's really, really, really sweet. Oh, my God, I don't even know if you could hear me say that, but
yeah.
Anyways, that's super exciting that she follows Natalie, and I'm looking forward to hearing from her and kind of what her thoughts are. And I feel always blessed when we can help people. So that's really cool. Her energy is really great. Chomps is one of my new favorite snacks to have around the house, whether I'm working on new ideas for Salty K or just need to refuel post-workout. What I really love is how they're focused on so many other important things like environmental impact. Chomps is dedicated to producing a net positive effect on the environment and becoming carbon neutral. To do so, Chomps sources from farmers that follow natural, regenerative agriculture methods like rotational grazing. Plus, they also really care about animal welfare. Chomps meat stacks are high-quality pantry staple that can be delivered conveniently to your door. They're a great option if you are limiting your grocery store shopping but still want nutritious staples on hand. Their products are free from GMOs, gluten, soy, dairy, added sugar, added nitrates or nitrates, MSG, artificial preservatives or coloring, and artificial sweeteners. All Chomps products are nutrient dense and contain healthy fats, omega-3s, and lean protein. We all love Chomps in our household, and if you want to try them out for yourselves, they've got a great offer. Order Chomps now at Chomps, chomps.com/House of Kim, using the code House of Kim 15 and get 15% off your entire order. Okay, you guys, so that was really fun and exciting, and I can't wait to hear from Amy. Natalie has been so accurate with me over the years. It's crazy. And she's so accurate that like Tracy, the chef, is like, I don't want to talk to her. Right. I don't want to know. I'm like, yeah, because you steal, you lie, you cheat. No, I'm just kidding. So Tracy's like, I'm like, oh my God, Natalie was talking about Candace. What did she say? That's the only thing she really wants to know. But she doesn't want to read it because she's deathly afraid. Like Tracy might have robbed a bank in her past or something. I don't know. But anyways, yeah. Natalie's really accurate. She reads for a ton of celebrities.
Well, I think what happened was she was around maybe when Brielle was talking to her at one point or something. And she says, somebody around you, whoever's smoking, needs to stop. And it was Bloom or something.
And it was Tracy. And yeah. Tracy has never smoked another cigarette
again. And
she was like,
wait, what? What do you mean? What do you mean I need to? And she says, no, you just need to. Like, it's not healthy. You like it. But it like messed her up totally. Didn't say anything bad. Or she just like, you know, I'm just suggesting that you stop.
Do you guys know, speaking of smoking, do you guys know that I asked Natalie probably 6-7 years ago, Natalie, am I ever going to quit smoking? Because I really enjoyed it, you guys. Like, I loved my cigarette and my coffee or my Diet Coke or my wine, or if I was stressed, you know, to go outside and have a cigarette. Like, I loved my Newport menthol cigarettes, okay? So I loved them, and I could not imagine my life without them because I've been smoking since I was like 15. And so I said, Natalie, like, she's never brought it up in my readings or anything. I said, am I ever going to quit? She's like, one day you're just going to quit. That's it. It's going to be done. I said, Natalie, that's never going to happen.
There's no way.
Like, I have like this addictive type personality or more of a routine. Like, that's going to take some work because I've been doing it since I came out of the womb, basically. She's like, trust me, one day you're just not going to smoke ever again.
That's so funny.
And guess what? One day, I just put my cigarette down. I read The Easy Way to Quit Smoking by Alan Carr.
That was it?
And I've never smoked another cigarette again.
You read it in one day?
I read the whole book in one day. Corey watched all the kids. I smoked like a fucking chimney when I read that book. It tells you to do that. And again, it's The Easy Way to Quit Smoking by Alan Carr, C-A-R-R. And my pool guy, Mark, I was outside smoking. He's like, you know, you should really quit. I was like, okay, cool, thanks. Like, thanks for the info, buddy. And he's like, you know, I smoked for many years and I read a book and I quit smoking. And I'm like, okay, cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. He's like, no, really, it works. I'm like, bullshit, it works. You read a book and you quit smoking. Well, that fucking sounds wonderful. And he said, there's a page in the book that tells you the positives of smoking. And I was like, oh my God, what does it say? And he's like, it's blank. And I was like, well, what's the book? He's like, The Easy Way to Quit Smoking. He's like, when you're ready to quit, read it. He's like, I never imagined myself not smoking. He had smoked for like 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, I pass this book out to random strangers that smoke. He's like, that's how much I believe in this book. Well, I didn't even want to quit smoking, to be honest. Like, it wasn't something that I had to do or wanted to do. And so I bought the book online. And for some reason, I just decided to
dive in.
Yeah. And I just read it and I've never smoked again. Yeah. So we bought like 30 or 40 copies of the book. I kept a lot of them here and I would give them to people. We don't have any more actually. So we gave them all away to people that would show up here that would smoke or whatever.
Yeah. We mailed a couple out.
To people and we helped a lot of people quit smoking. But the book is so fucking phenomenal. And I'm telling you that I have a theory about this whole smoking thing because my grandmother, she quit smoking 2 years before she died and she had smoked since she was like 12
or something.
Yeah, she was
old though, right?
No, she was 54.
Oh, yeah. She was older.
No.
Oh,
she was young.
I'm sorry.
Or 56. She quit smoking at 54. And you know, I feel like when you're that age and you quit smoking, it's just too much trauma on your body.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because in nursing, we're getting off subject here, but I had this patient, James, I can't tell you his last name. I almost did. And he was 97, 98, and he would smoke non-filter Camels outside all day long.
Yeah.
And
fantastic.
Yeah. And but like it was unbelievable. And we would smoke together. So that was really cool. And now I don't even know if that's even legal. So now I'm smoking outside with a patient, but we'd smoke outside. I'd be on my lunch break. He'd come out. We'd smoke together.
That's hilarious.
So, you know, I think because my grandmother did it for so long and her body went, you know, just through this drastic change and she was eating so much more and, you know, which also the book, I've not gained any weight when I quit years ago. Which I guess some people are worried about that.
Right.
It's all a mind thing. Yeah. Anyways, I really recommend The Easy Way to Quit Smoking. It's a life changer. It changed my life. Teresa Caputo, another psychic medium girlfriend of mine, told me that it would have been catastrophic when I had my stroke had I not quit smoking. So that hit me pretty hard. I was like, well, thank God I quit smoking. again, like random and weird, but that's another prime example of an angel coming into your life mm-hmm. and randomly just saying to me, what if Mark never said anything to me?
Yeah.
You know, so always be present, you guys, so that you can, you know, get the vibes and get the information from the mm-hmm. outside world. But anyways, so excited that Natalie is doing this reading for Amy. I'm so excited. I bet you I was going to ask her if she's ever had one before, because a lot of times people are really nervous.
She said she had when he had passed. That she was searching for answers in kind of all different ways. And so she did, but she didn't really feel like it was authentic. And so she, you know, like she was,
she's about to be mind blown.
Yeah. She struggled. So
I think that, you know, and I've talked to Natalie about this in the past, that these psychics, you know, Cleo or whatever the fucking mm-hmm. lady
yeah,
was
1-800.
Yeah. Nonsense. Cleo, where it's like $2 a minute. You know, that Natalie goes on live on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And has weekly and has people come yeah. in and helps so many people out of the kindness of her heart. And uh-huh. she is so booked up. She's booked, you know, weeks, months out. She's
right.
so booked.
Right.
And she finds the time every week because she wants yeah. to help people. Mm-hmm. She told me a couple of twins or something that came through, boys. And I mean, just all these people on these stories mm-hmm. on the Facebook Live. So many people watch her Facebook Lives.
Right.
And she'll just say something like, you know, who lost a son, whatever, however, mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever. Regardless, you know, Natalie does it out of the kindness of her heart. She has an incredible gift that I firsthand have been a part of for 11 years. My entire family has been a part of. She's been there through times of triumph for me, you know, so many tribulations, things that I've been through with RHOA and just my parents and, I mean, you name it. So she's really, really accurate. I had a reading with her last week and I got my pen and paper out and it blows my mind. I just sit there. The thing yeah. about Natalie is you don't even talk. She just gets right into it and that's it. And, mm-hmm. My dog Peaches, she's like, who's Peaches? I remember this. I can see myself sitting in my townhouse on the floor in my master bedroom with my paper and my pen. And she's like, who's Peaches? And my dog had just died, yeah. like, you know, probably six months to a year.
Right.
And I said, oh my God, that's my dog. Like random stuff like that. Like just crazy off the wall stuff that, you know, I would tell her, Natalie, that you're crazy. So I would tell her, like, you're crazy. She's like, oh, okay. All right. And then I would text her, oh, well, I guess you're right. And then she'll say things like, I see you getting a new car. I don't want a new car. Like, I have tons of cars. She's like, okay, well, you're getting a new car. And I would always somehow end up with a new car, or you're going to be traveling to wherever. And I'm like, Natalie, I don't have time. I'm filming. I'm doing this and I'll end up in the Bahamas. So right. anyway, she's really cool. So we'll catch up with Amy here in the next few weeks and have her come on and talk about, you know, how her reading went.
Right.
So
fantastic.
Anyways, family update. Busy as shit. We were in Miami. I went to see Dr. Hochstein. Our Golden Nugget's going to be all about halo lasers. So stay tuned for that. That's where that's one of the reasons why I went to Miami, actually. We have done baseball all day today.
It's fantastic.
Like, all day today. All three of our boys had home runs.
Yep.
All three of these boys are beasts. Like, it's the best feeling to know that your kids are beasts. Not one, not two, but all three.
Right.
It's like, you can't hate me if you wanted to. Like, because you want my son on your team.
But they put in a lot of work. They have really worked on the batting.
We teach positivity. Yeah. You are what you think.
Yeah.
You know, you... Yeah, they do. They put yeah. in a lot of time. We have like yeah. this really cool thing in the basement where
hitting
there's
machine, yeah.
is a hitting machine. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really a hitting machine.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so there's like a ball in midair yeah. with a net and you just swing yeah. at this ball.
It's an apparatus. Call it a hitting apparatus.
It's cool. Yeah. It works. They do it that does. A lot. And they're really gifted. They, you yeah. know, I was telling Matt Whitmer today at the baseball field. He's our neighbor, as you guys know. He coaches with Croy. That 23andMe, which is this like DNA thing or whatever that Croy and I did and Brielle have done. None of the other ones have done them, but we did this, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And there's a gene that you have that it's like an athletic gene. It's a rare gene. I'm going to pull it up because I don't want to say the wrong thing. And then somebody's going to fucking blow me up and tell me that I'm crazy. So it's a gene that is a rare gene, but...
It's basically the gene that makes you a little bit more powerful, a little bit more
explosive,
and a little bit stronger than people who don't have the gene.
And it's a rare gene, yeah. right? So Corey and I both have that gene. Just wanted to let you guys know that. So
if you wanted to know one of our genes.
If you wanted to know yeah. that we make fucking animals, like we make beasts, and this is why I'm pushing for another baby boy. So Brielle actually has the same gene, obviously. Yeah. Well, you're not her dad, I guess.
But she's very, she got it from
Brielle
you.
Brielle is abnormally strong. Yeah. Like when Brielle punches you or like is horsing around, I don't fuck with her. Yeah. I don't like horse around and punch her anymore. I don't like pull her hair. I don't do anything because when she like hits me back or like we're wrestling or joking around, like she whoops my ass. Like I'll have a purple bruise on my arm for a week. So I don't even mess with her anymore. She's literally that strong.
Yeah.
You know, how about this 23andMe shit, though, when you get like a new email and it's like, you know, the hereditary amyloidosis TTR related genetic condition is a buildup of protein, blah, blah, blah. And you're thinking, I'm fucking dying.
No,
I have this gene. Yeah. But it says, Kimberly, you do not have the three genetic variants we tested. Well, then why the fuck are you emailing me?
It's just an email.
Why are you emailing me, even talking to me about the gene? If I don't have it, I don't want to think I have it or hear about it.
They just want you to think that they're advancing their studies. That's all. And all they're really doing is just collecting data on us, I think.
They who probably
knows
are.
Who knows if half the shit
well,
that tells
I asked Matt Whitmer,
right.
Like, I said, have you guys done it? He's like, fuck no, dude. I don't want anybody to know anything about me. And I was like, well, I think you can be like anonymous. I know some people that have remained anonymous with their information so that their dad's not looking for them or their mom or whatever the case may be. But I just want to let you guys know that
that's
I do have
comical.
That powerful gene. So as much as you guys don't think I'm like athletic or I do have that very powerful gene.
Well, so these... This week's game was the start of pool play, and then this weekend was the second game. We have one more game that determines where we get seated into the tournament heading in to the first week of May. So we're about to get some trophies.
So I'm standing there with Matt Whitmer today. Croy's over there with Kane's team getting ready to play, and that coach, the one I've talked about in the past, this ball was hit, and I wasn't by third base, but that's where the ball went. They called it a foul ball. This coach said it's not a fucking foul ball. He was drawing lines in the sand, jumping in the air, twirling around like a fucking ballerina. Matt and I and a couple other people.
This is intense. This is the intense time of year. It's when it matters. It's the playoffs. We're in the playoffs and we're trying to make it to the big game.
There's gonna be a time that he's no longer going
to
be a coach because like in high school,
he wants to win. He's competitive.
I love that for sure.
Right.
But he was like jumping in the fucking air.
Right.
Like it's a foul ball. It's a foul ball. It's not a foul ball. And the guys, you know, the umps or whatever you call them, they all three of them are meeting.
Right.
And they stick with their call. Ah, the bad. Like I just was like, I think they should serve tequila at the field.
Maybe.
But I find so much amusement. We're all so passionate about baseball.
Everybody wants their child to win.
Everybody wants their child to win. Everybody wants their child to do well. I love the passionate coaches. I love that, you know, Croy really gets into it and Matt Whitmer and a few other, like they're really into it. It makes the world go round. But like today, KJ lost.
Yeah.
Just by a couple.
It was such a good game.
And it was such a great game. Like such a great game. But Coach Matt was like, you know, great game today, you guys. Like, even though they lost, it was still positive.
Right.
And that's what I love
right.
at the end of the day is the positivity. These kids are 6 or 7 years old.
Right.
And I mean, high school, okay, Major League Baseball, okay,
well,
like, but
even no matter what level you're at, you have to maintain a level of positivity because that's expansion and that's growth. And in order to win and consistently win, you have to have continued growth. If you get stuck, you're going to lose. If you can't grow, if you can't learn, if you can't better yourself, you're going to lose. So even though you do lose, you correct. Positive, you know, in a positive way, you correct
KJ
the mistakes.
Does not like it to lose. They caught KJ's pop up, and he was out. And this was the last inning, which I didn't know this.
Yeah.
But the other Matt Whitmer's son, Colton, he told me this is the last inning. We're not up to bat again. This is why he's so mad. I'm like, okay. I said, KJ, first of all, I said, I'm going to go talk to KJ, and Brielle and Ariana blocked me.
That's good.
Physically blocked me.
Fantastic.
And they're like, you're going to make it worse. I'm like, get the hell out of my way. So I said, KJ, babe, you can't win them all. I said, you know, hey, Mom, you know what?
Don't tell him that. No, you're trying to take away his competitive edge. He's going to win them all. We want to win them all.
I said, KJ, you know what? That was a fluke. It was a pop-up ball. I said, turn that frown upside. Now we're going to lose. No. We're going to lose. We have two outs now, and we're done.
Right.
We're going to lose this game.
Right.
And I said, baby, I don't think we are. He's like, Mom, we're going to lose the game.
Right.
And I just turned around like, you know what?
Well, so what I had to say
and we did in about 10 seconds.
Right. What I had to say to him today is I said, the difference between greatness and average is consistency. I said, so KJ at this point in his life, he's got his real, real highs. He hits this huge ball right out to the fence. It lands only 5 feet in front of the fence, rolls to the fence hard. They're running to it. And it's a home run, right? And so he's high as can be, right? Smiling, dancing. And then the very next time up to bat, he hits it, pop up, they catch it, and he's a little as low as it can be. He's crying, he's low. And so I said, son, I said, totally fine to be high, but you can't go to these lows. I said, you gotta kind of be even keel. You gotta find this consistent attitude.
He's trying to rationalize with a 7-year-old.
Well, I said, life is full of adversity. When you get hit with it, how do you respond? Do you crumble? Do you cry? Do you say, "Fuck it, I'm giving up," or do you find a way to work through it and challenge yourself to be the best? And I said, you think Tom Brady has never been down in a football game? He says, no. I said, KJ, yeah,
that's
right.
That's a fucking shitty example.
He was just down 2 years ago in the Super Bowl by almost 30 points and came back to win it. He shouldn't have won it, but he had a mind of a champion and consistently just kept chipping away and attacking and knew, I know what I got. And I got something better than what they can deal with. And so I'm trying to teach KJ. We always want to win. Everybody wants to win.
My chiropractor, Dr. Jeff Malucci, he says he's got a little boy so cute, like the cutest little human. And he told me last year how he cries.
Yeah.
And he doesn't acknowledge it. And I'm like, you're such a dick. Like, you don't even acknowledge him crying. He's like, absolutely not. I said, you don't go over there and like say, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. Absolutely not.
No, it's not okay.
You're a horrible father.
No.
So now I can understand. I just went over there today because he was really mad. He does this often, you know, once a game, you know, something doesn't go the way it should, or he thinks it should, or he doesn't get a fucking home run because he gets about 5 home runs a game. So that 6th one that's a pop fly and somebody catches it really pisses him off. He is A, so competitive.
Right.
B, he wants to win.
Yeah.
And I notice in KJ, a big difference between him and Cash is that Cash is kind of a free floater. Cash gets mad too.
Mm-hmm.
But Cash real quick, he gets over it real fast.
Yeah.
And the other day, which I wasn't at the game because I had my vein, which we'll talk about, my vein removed in my other leg. Well, not removed, burned, sizzled. I don't know what they did, but it's way better than my last vein.
Melted.
Yeah, whatever. I fell asleep in the bed with Riel, which was weird. So like the good old days. And so we didn't even make it to the game. We woke up at 7:15. The game was over. But I guess Cash, in the beginning of the game, something, right?
He started good, started strong. He was catching... you know, he was playing first base, got all his catches. He got some outs. And then, so he hits it. Good hit, running the bases, and there's some confusion, and it's kind of a weird play. So he ends up getting called out. Fair, not fair, it's questionable. But anyways, gets called out, and he's really upset, right? I said, it just happens, right? You're going to be playing against good players. They're going to make plays. It's okay. Like, you just got to do better next time, channel that frustration and energy into expanding yourself and making something better. And I said, you never know what's going to happen the next play. I said, if you turn your frown upside down and keep attacking, keep playing good, I said, you probably have a home run the next time.
What's weird though, by the way, you guys, before he left and he was getting ready to leave, I said, Cash, you're going to have 2 home runs tonight. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have 2 home runs. And he just looked at me with the biggest smile ever and just grabbed me and hugged me so tight.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I saw that he had 2 home runs in my text message.
So he gets out, he comes out, he's still moping, and he misses a couple throws to first base that could have been real easy outs because he's moping and he's got a bad attitude. So we get out of the inning. We hold him to like 4 runs maybe. We get out of the inning. And I said, Cash, come here. I said, look, I said, you were doing great. You started strong. You were doing great catches. You had good hits. And then you got all upset for one play. And then what happened? You
started
You started stacking up bad plays. You missed a couple balls. You were looking down. You weren't fast. You know, all these things. I said, just turn it back up. I said, you're going to be just fine. I said, if you just smile and stay positive, more things that are positive are going to come to you. Home runs, catches, hits, everything. And so he kind of was like, huh, okay. So he starts to smile. And I said, you know, here we go, you know, and he just boom and out to the outfield it goes, home run. And then the rest of the game, it was fantastic. He changed his attitude.
He got another home run. Yeah. So 2 home runs. And then, so we didn't get the game ball, right? this is funny. So Cash comes home and I'm like, he keeps asking me why he hasn't gotten the game ball, right? And I'm like, this makes no sense. So surely if he has two home runs, right?
Yeah.
He got the game ball.
Two home runs. He had like eight outs at first.
No game ball. I said to Croy this morning before we went to baseball, I said, you know, old buddy and I are going to talk today if Cash doesn't get the game ball. And Croy's like, you're an idiot. Like, shut up. So anyways, he ended up getting the game ball today, which was kind of funny. And I was telling my angels, like, please give Cash the game ball because I'd hate to have to embarrass myself. But you guys know I'm feisty. I mean, listen, you know, it's in my blood. So who else has tried FabFitFun? If you don't already know what it is, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. The box I received is epic. Each season box features a variety of amazing quality brands like Tarte, Kate Somerville, Anthropologie, Free People. I could go on and on. That's just the beginning of it. You don't want to miss out, you guys, because they sell out super duper fast. It has a value of over $200, but using my code Kim, you can get it for $39.99. Head to FabFitFun.com and again, use code Kim so that you can save $10 off your first box, making only $39.99.
We'll be right back with House of Kim.
Carefree Breathe offers a line of skin-friendly pads and panty liners that go beyond leak protection to keep your skin dry and irritation-free. Carefree Breathe provides irritation-free protection for your most sensitive areas. Clinically tested by dermatologists to meet sensitive skin standards, free from fragrance, dyes, and harsh irritants. Air-infused covers with a soft touch feel keeps your skin dry. If skin is wet, the friction of the pad and liner rubbing on your skin may cause irritation. Therefore, it's very important to have protection that'll keep you dry. For light days, reach for the panty liners, and when you need more protection, they have us covered with their super and overnight absorbencies. I prefer the overnight absorbencies, you guys. I feel protected and confident at night, and I get a great night's sleep because of it. When periods happen, stay protected and help prevent feminine discomfort with Carefree Breathe Ultra Thin Pads. For more information or to buy, check it out on Amazon or Walmart.com, or you may find it at your local grocery store or CVS.
And now back to House of Kim.
Anyways, got my vein burned, you guys, sizzled, whatever he did. I made them give me Valium this time. The Xanax that they gave me didn't work, so they gave me 10 milligrams of Valium. I still didn't feel like it touched me. Medicine just burns. I don't know. Even light it, like when they numb me at the dentist or something, I burn through it in seconds.
I think what I figured out is you don't like that feeling, right? You've never really been drunk in your life. You don't like to feel drunks here and there.
Yeah.
You just relax yourself, but you know, you're not like loopy and bleh, you know,
I don't
falling
like that
over.
Feeling.
Like, no. So I think you fight that feeling. And when you try to fight what the medication is doing, you burn through it faster. You don't like feeling numb. So you try to fight it. You're like, I'm not numb. I'm not mentally. I'm like, no, I'm not numb. I'm not numb. But.
Well, so since I had my stroke and that feeling, so when they numb my face for like lasers and shit, I feel like I'm having a f***ing stroke.
Right.
So now I don't let them numb my face at all.
Right.
So I deal with agonizing pain with lasers because I don't want to numb my face.
Right.
But maybe you're right. Regardless, he starts on my leg. Now I know what to expect from the other leg. And my other leg, I got to be honest, you guys, for 10 days, I could barely walk on the damn thing.
It was a little rough.
I had to drag it behind me. It wasn't until about 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that I could actually like use my calf. It was definitely not what I expected.
Yeah.
And I tried to put a high heel on last night and it didn't work. It hurts. My calf hurts like hell. So this right leg is easy breezy. It's black, but he went in, you know, at the bottom. The injections were hell on that right side. Usually it's my left side. I feel like that's more sensitive.
But he didn't have to extract.
He didn't have to take out anything. So I'm really glad I did it, you guys. I'm so glad it's over. I told Tracy, don't fucking do it. And I scared the shit out of her. I was just joking. You know, it's not something that would kill you, but having reflux in your legs, you know, a lot of people that do have these veins and can understand where I'm coming from, your legs like physically hurt.
Yeah.
And they're heavy and they burn almost. And I'm on my feet from the time I get up till the time I go to bed. And by the time I get in the bed, it's icicle. I have to lay down. Like I've said it probably every night for 3 years. I have to lay down. Like, because my legs will be killing me. So I'm really glad it's over. I'm really glad I did it. Dr. Rudisil is my doctor out of Emory. And he's been doing this forever. I asked him, like, what the f*** would possess you to like remove people's veins? And I guess he said in his...
So the very first surgery he ever saw was a vein surgery. I guess when he was going through his, what do they call it?
Med school.
Internship. Or, you know, you have to go through all these things. And his very first surgery that he ever saw was a vein surgery. And he said he didn't want to be a plumber. He said, so this was like an advanced version of being a plumber to him. And
he's really
funny. But the actual reason was because the three doctors that were in the room performing the surgery, they said all the best surgeons in the world are vein doctors, are vein surgeons. And so he says, well, he said now he knows they were blowing skirt up his or smoke up his skirt.
Yeah.
Was how he said it. But he said, yeah, that's why he decided to do it. It was because these three doctors said the best doctors in the world are vein doctors. And so he said, well, I want to be the best doctor in the world.
So I'm outside today, 90-degree weather with, those compressions thigh highs all the way up to my crotch, basically, outside sweating. And Brielle's like, your ass looks huge. You look ridiculous. And it's like, well, what can I buy that I can walk around with and like squeeze the fat underneath my butt cheeks so that it lifts my ass? Cause that's what these compressions do.
Well,
so now I'm going to start wearing them like just for fun.
You just gave me a fantastic idea.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, Brielle's like, Mom, your ass it looks real good today. And I was like, well, you know what? Because I had like a one-piece jumpsuit on. Well, you know what, sweetie? We're gonna invest in these. I'm going to make them a little thinner and a little prettier. But shit. I mean, yeah. There's definitely something different than the traditional thigh highs
mm-hmm.
that I've attempted to wear in our bouts of sexiness, baby.
Oh, fun.
All right, you guys, let's jump into our positive segment.
Keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
Okay, you guys, so our positive segment is how to stay positive when it feels like your life is falling apart. What do you think number one is, babe?
How to stay positive when you feel like your life is falling apart. I'm going to say focus on something happy in your life.
Well, that's one of them, but...
Oh.
Number one is be grateful.
Ah.
Even if it seems everything is going wrong, there are things that are going right. Every day, write down all the things you are grateful for that is... happen to you today. Be descriptive of each item. Feel the joy that those things bring you. Even if something's really small, like your car started this morning, be grateful for it. This will help you stay focused on the positive. Right, we baby cakes?
Talk about that a lot. Gratefulness is like the golden key to
all things.
Yeah. Opening up your path, maintaining positive. All that great stuff. Keep going.
Number two, look for the silver lining. Sometimes events that initially look bad turn out to be really good things in the end. I mean, I can't remember the saying, but it goes something like every black cloud has a silver lining. How does it go?
Yeah, every dark cloud, every black cloud, yeah, all has a silver lining.
Here's an example. Maybe you need to look for a new job because your company is downsizing. If you look for the silver lining in that, you can see that it's making you leave a job you didn't like that much anyway. You can now find a job that you really want to do or pursue a lifelong dream or even just take some time off to enjoy life before going back and finding another job. By looking for the silver lining, then bad things can actually become really good things.
Yeah, I find that so...
How many times have people been forced into jobs... because or other positions, other jobs elsewhere because they were downsized, let go, laid off, fired, whatever you want to say.
Right.
Sean Melson, one of my girlfriends, is a prime example. She was fired from Jeffrey's shoe store in Phipps Plaza, and she just thought her whole life was over, and she had a couple kids, and then she became a stylist to the celebs, you know, yep. and organizing closets and doing all these things. And she has her own clothing line. So, but she's like, thank God I was fired from Jeffries.
Right. Well, the universe, like I was going to say, it's really interesting. And it has a funny sense of humor where sometimes if you just are so reluctant and fighting so hard to take action, the universe just says, you know, fuck it, I'm going to take action for you. And so even though you
that's
want something
to me a lot in the past,
even though you want something and you have this dream and you're focused on it and we have fear, everybody has fear. And so
right.
fear, you know, keeps us from sometimes taking action. So the universe says, well, I'll take it for you then. And you end up getting fired or, you know, something breaks down or it just doesn't go the way that you think it should go, but it forces you to have direct instant change.
100%. Number three, often the greatest doubts occur just before a breakthrough. If you can think of your difficulties as being necessary to make a breakthrough to a new life you want to lead, it'll make it so much easier. You're breaking free of your old life on the way to your new, more exciting life. Number four, look at the big picture and focus. Decide on what direction you want your life to head. Think about what areas you want to explore, what experiences you want to feel, what do you want to accomplish in your life, what kind of person do you really want to be. Then start taking steps towards those goals. Even if it's just tiny steps every single day, stay focused on where you want to go and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Then the little things you're going through right now won't matter as much because you have an exciting new direction to focus on.
Right. Again, this is things that you can do if you feel like your life is totally kind of in the rut and just falling apart. And that's really, really a key thing, is to stay focused on your future and stay focused on where you want to go. Because right now your present isn't so fun. Your past may have not been so fun either. So that's where all your focus and all your attention needs to be, so that you can pull from that positive, exciting, like, oh God, I can't wait to get there. That's going to give you the great emotions that you need to pull yourself out of the rut that you're in, is to stay focused on where you want to be going, not kind of where you're at that's not so fun. But there are some fun things that you need to say, you know, or be grateful for, like you said, in your present. Can't forget about right. that.
Number five, discouragement is just a trick. Here's a quote that I really like about not letting yourself get discouraged. Discouragement is a negative emotion with more than one trick up its dark sleeve. It tricks you into mentally or emotionally dwelling in the very place that you want to leave. Drop all such sorrow permanently by daring to see through this deception of the unconscious mind. You have a destination far beyond where you find yourself standing today, by Guy Finley. Keep this in mind as you continue to take steps towards your goals. You do have a destination far beyond truly where you are today. Number six, keep reading inspirational articles. Maybe join a forum. If you keep reading inspirational articles and books, it'll motivate you to stay positive. You will see that everyone goes through a rough patch, but that they do make it through. It'll be worth it in the end. Also, there are some good forums that you can join where even just reading the other posts can motivate you to stay positive. Or if you want to make a post so that you can gain support from others as well. You know, my chiropractor, Dr. Malucci, we talk a lot about being positive and stuff. And he said, you know, it's like a commitment every single day. You know, like you have to work on it every single day. He reads some really cool books. He reads really different books than I read. And I read very different books than he reads, but we're always exchanging books and information. But it's something you have to do every day.
Right.
And I find that if things are really difficult or trying, you open up a book, The Secret, The Magic, which was also written by Rhonda, who wrote The Secret, is also a really good book, just to kind of keep you on the straight and narrow. If you're losing hope, you're feeling out of control, open up a book and read it. I find it very easy to get right back on track doing that.
Right. Yeah. There's also a really cool thing that I wasn't really aware of until a few months ago, that there's a ton of these like email lists that you can subscribe your email to. And there you get like these little positive blogs or articles. There's ones that you, if you like, you know, if you like tracking the stock, you can, you know, they'll, different kinds of companies and different people will, they'll write these little email blasts, and they give them out daily or biweekly or once a week, you know, and those things can be very beneficial, just because it's information that is easily given to you, where you don't have to go searching for a book or go spend your time doing it. It just pops up in your inbox and you get it, click 100%. It and start reading it. So it's very, very easy information to have and use it as a tool. I also want to share a story too about discouragement. When I was younger, and I think we were talking about this maybe a week ago, love. I loved to wrestle. I was a wrestler in high school. I didn't really like playing basketball, and I put a lot of time wrestling. You have to dedicate a lot of time, a lot of energy, because it's so grueling on the body. You have to be very, very well conditioned to last, through an entire match. It's very, very, you have to have a lot of endurance, a lot of wind strength, lung strength. And so that takes time to build.
I never really thought about
that. Yeah, that takes time to build. And so we put in a ton of time, early mornings, late evenings on top of homework and everything. And I had wrestled for 3 years. My third year.
You basically starved yourself.
Yeah. My third year, though, it was all starting to pay off. I was undefeated through the entire season, got to the state championships. And I knew that I was going to have to face this kid who, he had already won the state title twice, and this would be his third time, if he was to win it this year. And I wanted it to be mine. And I put in all kinds of work. We did film study. We had never done that. When we had a special move that we thought we could get him with. And, I wrestled the match and I lost by 2 points. And I was so devastated. I thought, at this point too, I didn't know if I was going to be in the NFL and where I'd be today. Right. But in that moment, I put in so much work and I wanted it so, so bad, and it just didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. And so, you know, on the mat, I had some tears in my eyes, and I was so frustrated and so bummed out. And my coach, Brett, he comes up and he says, man, knock those tears out of your eyes, knock that shit off. You know, he says, this is going to be such a small blip on your life radar when you look back on it, he says, you know, we look at all the great things that you've gotten from wrestling. And I had so much, I had tremendous strength, endurance that I had built, balance, skills, and all of that transitioned into my career in football, as well as my friendships and just the fun times and, you know, just a lifelong memories of doing that stuff. And it really is not a big deal today, even though there's still part of me that just wants to have that,
I know. You're such a
that damn medal, you know, but it's just another way to look at things and say, you know, in those moments where it's just so devastating to you because things aren't going your way, just trust in the fact that it didn't go your way for some reason. And where you're so devastated, it really will be a small blip on your radar, in your life radar, when you head in the direction that you want to go, and keep focus on that and get to where you want to go at some point in your life.
No, 100%. Number 7, take a break. Forget about your problems. Just go out and do something fun. Go to a movie. Go out with your friends. Positive thinking friends, of course. Go to a play. Go for a bike ride. Just do something. Get out and just enjoy yourself for a little bit. Sometimes we just get so wrapped up in our problems that we honestly forget to have fun. Taking a break will re-energize you, and you may find that things aren't as bad as you thought. So here are just 7 things that you guys can do to help you yourself remain positive, and keep that positive frame of mind. You know, I think really at the end of the day, like I said, you have to work daily to stay positive. Like, it, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world with social media and just jealousy and, you know, combativeness and all sorts of crazy things that I definitely feel like reading, either, you know, just depends on what you prefer, but before you go to bed, reading when you get up in the morning. You can also get the Secret app, and they send you a positive
little message
every single day that pops up on your phone, and you can set the time. I get mine at 9 a.m. because that just tends to be the time that, like, the kids are in school and I'm a little bit more, you know, I've had my coffee, I'm awake. So that also really helps. But those are just some things that you guys can do if you're going through stuff right now that is, you know, kind of easy to do.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I love it, baby.
Yeah. So I thought that would be really cool. And Amy is a prime example of somebody that went through something really trying and losing somebody and in a traumatic way. And she went through a rut, and then she, you know, just said, forget it. I got to turn my life around for my daughter, if nothing else. And she did just that. And, you know,
she felt, you know, I know in that moment, you know, she felt like her whole life was over. It was crashing in from all sides on top of her, and stayed that way for months after, you know, and
a long time. Losing somebody is very trying, a difficult process. I'm very thankful that I've not had to go through that pain in my life. Croy has, but I think that,
but
you know,
not to that level. I mean, that was her other half, you know. That was her, her child's father, and that was her significant other, and they had built a life.
He was like 25 years old and
building a life together,
and then so, not having the support of his family through all of it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's definitely been through it, but I love to see her, and she's happy and she's smiling, and she just, you know, got back from the beach. And so, you know, it won't stay this bad forever is basically my message.
Exactly right.
Little Caesars has a pizza for those who love meat. If that's you, check out the 5 Meat Feast. It's a large pizza featuring pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham for only $9 plus tax where applicable. Available at participating locations. The 5 Meat Feast, only $9 at Little Caesars. Oh yeah, it's so good. Piled high with pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham, and right out of the oven with no need to wait every day from 4 to 8 p.m. Or order online anytime at the Little Caesars app and skip the register with Pizza Portal Pickup. It's a Little Caesars exclusive, and you're going to love it. The outrageously meaty 5 Meat Feast is only available at Little Caesars. Get one tonight. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas. Okay, you guys, jumping on to our golden nugget.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
The Halo Laser, I've talked about this in the past. I was in Miami this week. Of course, I couldn't go there without stopping at Dr. Hochstein's office. He has the Halo Laser. People ask all the time how I can wear, like, bathing suits, you know, like up to my damn boobs on the sides and very skimpy thongs and all this stuff. Everybody knows I've had a breast lift and a tummy tuck, and the tummy tuck scar I've had haloed in the past. And my boob scars as well, which really help get rid of the scar, flatten it out. And then you can do IPL or V-beam for the redness of the scar. But Dr. Hochstein's scar too, it's really all in the surgeon. His scars are literally like just taking a piece of like a pencil and drawing a line. Like that's basically what my scars look like. You don't even really see them. And I just redid my boobs in September. So lasers, you know, there's no downtime with the Halo laser. It's not painful. So they, you know, they numb you. You can be numbed or you can, you know, whatever you prefer. But, and you can do it on your face, your chest, your neck. It helps with anti-aging, not just scars. I love this laser. Fraxel's really aggressive. And for a couple weeks, you are very raw, red. And with Halo, you do get a little red for sure, but nothing that makeup wouldn't cover the next day. And then you just go about your day. It's a little rough, like sandpaperish feeling for, I would say, 2 days max, but nobody can tell. Anyways, you can't be tan when you get Halo laser or no self tanner. So those are some big little things. And you want to make sure this is huge because lasers can really you up if you don't go to the right people.
Yeah, don't go for the Groupon.
Don't go for the Groupon. If you get a Groupon, I probably wouldn't recommend going. Lasers are very serious machines. It's in the technician. The machine is the machine, but it's in the technician. You can get incredible results with a technician that has been trained. I like to go to people that do this every day.
Right.
You know, I don't want to stop at an office that does this once a week. Hochstein Med Spa does this every single day. They do it every single day.
Right.
I complained about under my eyes, just kind of looking tired and old. And they went underneath my eyes as well with this Halo laser. I'm so happy about it. They look so good. And then, of course, we went back over my scars again. So anyways, I just want to let you guys know about that and kind of how and why you don't see my scars when I'm on the beach. They're very, very minimal. And honestly, I mean, you could even put, there's waterproof makeup if you guys wanted to go to that extent and you do have a scar that you're working on getting rid of, or even a self tanner. And then also, you can also get your scars tattooed, like your natural skin color. I know that Jessica Canseco out in Los Angeles does that for a lot of women's scars, tummy tucks, breasts. She tattoos like their skin tone. Uh-huh. But what I didn't realize was you can't ever laser over that again. So I guess, get it all lasered, get it flat, and then go and get it tattooed, and you're good.
Right.
Nobody wants a scar, but I'm
so,
you know.
So a laser will flatten a scar, or don't you have to kind of do like a
it'll flatten a scar.
What I call little micro injections of something.
No, you could do steroids to flatten a scar, but no, it would be quicker. Like sometimes people get keloids and they do steroid shots into the cortisone. Steroid shots, basically, whatever, into the scar to flatten it. But no, the laser will flatten it out for sure over a longer period of time. Cool. But I mean, Hochstein, you don't really have that raised.
Right. Scar. So definitely be happy with your scar as far as texture and height before you ever go tattoo and make sure that it's not.
And if you're not, here's the other thing. If you've already had a breast lift or you've already had a tummy tuck and you hate your scar, Hochstein does revisions on scars every day.
Right.
So I really recommend his scars. They are really, I mean, it's mind blowing. I have a picture of my breast and I really do want to post it just to show you guys my scar, not my actual boo-boo, but, you know, just to show you it's literally as thin as like writing on a piece of paper.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, if a surgeon has done his job properly, it should look like somebody has flatlined versus somebody's alive.
Right.
You know,
that's a like, good analogy. It should look like somebody's flatlined. Well, I've had a boob job before Dr. Hochstein and my scars were not even a quarter of what they are
today. It
needs
to be straight and thin and like.
He takes his time on the scarring. Uh-huh. So, you know, scar revisions, are easily done and they're very minor procedure, 15, 20 minutes on the tummy.
Very superficial.
And very superficial. So that's another thing. If you guys are not happy with your scars, he definitely has done revisions on lots of my friends and their scars and they're very, very happy. So I just want to let you guys know on that little golden nugget. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly exclusively on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.